Before I go back any further in the life of Christ, I'd like to backtrack just a bit to the wilderness where our Lord went to be tempted. I'd like to speak about that final assault on our Lord. It was the devil's third attempt to divert him from the cross. He had come to establish a kingdom on earth by acting as the lamb going to sacrifice. Why could he not choose a more easier way of establishing his kingdom by striking a deal with the devil, which would give him all that he desired, namely the world, but without the cross? For this scripture, I will use the writings of Luke in chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. It reads like this: "The devil, taking him up on a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, All this power will I give unto you, and the glory of them, because it is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. If you therefore will worship me, all shall be yours." The words of the devil seem boastful to me, but let me ask you, had the kingdoms of the world really been delivered unto him? The notion that any such delegated sovereignty had been assigned to the devil, either before or after his fall from his first estate, has no foundation in the scripture. In fact, the Bible asserts that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. So we find that the claim of the devil was a lying boast, resting only in the permitted activity and the temporary predominance of evil in the actual course of the world's history. But it was not God that delivered any of the kingdoms of the world to him. God created Adam and put him in charge of everything that God had created right here on the earth. There is no scripture anywhere in the Bible which tells us that this had ever been forfeited from Adam. But even if Satan did, so to speak, rule the kingdoms of the earth by popular consent, it was not in his power to give them to whomsoever he pleased. Satan was lying in order to tempt our Lord again from the cross. The devil was offering our Lord this world on one condition, that he worship Satan. As the kingdom of the world was under the power of sin, he could have the earth providing he promised not to change it. He could have mankind as long as he promised not to redeem him. This was the kind of temptation that our Lord would face later on when the people attempted to make him an earthly king. You remember in the book of John chapter 6, when Jesus perceived that they were going to take him by force and make him a king. When Jesus stood before Pilate, he said that he would establish a kingdom, but it would not be of this world. The kingdom that the devil offered our Lord was a kingdom of evil, and the hearts of his subjects had not been regenerated. You know what the Lord could have said? He could have said, "In all the kingdoms that you claim as yours, the hearts of your citizens still long for something you cannot give them, namely peace of soul and unselfish love. The kingdom that you claim to own is filled with hurting people, broken people, filled with anxieties and fears and frustrations. The governments are corrupt. It is filled with wicked tyrants and dictators. I don't want your kingdom. All I want of this earth is a place large enough to erect a cross. I will conquer evil in the hearts of men. I will redeem them from the sin and send them back into this world as holy people. I will tell them that it profits them nothing to win the world if they lose their own souls. Devil, you're asking me to become Antichrist. Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. I hope this 5 minutes has been an encouragement to you. You can get in touch with me at BibleStrong316@gmail.com.